Hi. What?
You promised a change for the new year.
What do you mean?
And I just said hi.
I literally just said hi.
It's like every other episode.
Or every other greeting?
Every podcast.
Konnichiwa.
That's what I'm talking
Bonjour.
About.
Bonjour.
That's what I'm talking
Ça va
about.
Bien?
Bring something new this season.
I am bringing back
season the... 3, episode 1.
Absolutely.
Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Welcome back to another season.
It's the same thing with just a different title. I like it.
Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Start wiggling your finger at the
Hope
random space.
You had a fabulous holiday. We sure did.
We're about to.
No, we sure did.
We sure did.
Man. This is not the last day before we break for the holidays.
I'm glad you're feeling fine after the skiing.
We don't know how that's going to go. Welcome back. If you like
this
what you see.
This is the same show.
No, it's
I'm
not
leaving.
The same show.
New cameras, same bullshit. Wiggling the finger, asking for money.
Never. I've never asked anybody here for money. Hit that subscribe
but
button if
do,
you like
Sheena
what you
10
see.
On whichever commercial comes next.
Join us.
Buy a sandwich or a blanket.
Every week for something crazy. Okay. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Happy 2026.
Am I supposed to pretend you just didn't make me film last week's episode 5 minutes ago?
No, don't tell everyone that.
It made me change the sweater just now to sit back down. Don't. That's why we put all these blankets now. You can never tell if it's day or night. It's like in a cell over
That's
here.
That's right. So if you are tuning in via video, you'll see that we have brand new equipment.
Quality How can they should see? Be... The equipment's being used.
I know, but the quality should be like at least 5 times better.
Really?
Yeah, at least.
Where's your other shoe?
On the floor. We're talking goal setting.
Oh my God, a January podcast about goals. How original. Thanks for joining. We have something novel here, as we promised you. We're going to talk about goals.
We're revisiting the podstitution, because you were very disappointed with the way that the
prostitution.
Episode... Podstitution.
Oh, I thought we were revisiting our views on prostitution.
No, we have no views.
We don't?
We no good views. We
Bad?
Don't.
You hate
Oh my God.
Why would you say that?
You are more unhinged than ever. Why would you say
you,
that?
I'm asking you. You're the one who has this hatred.
Who says that?
You said it.
And then we're talking about your New Year's resolutions, if you have any.
Yeah, to not hate people the
how,
way you do.
And how to keep... with your New Year's resolutions if you choose to have them.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm
going
to have New Year's resolutions.
This is so unique. You promised me a very unique novel kickoff for a January episode. What was the last thing on my list when you said unique episode?
Yeah.
Resolutions.
Okay.
This is like you played me.
I totally played you.
To make you think it'll be something different.
Do you know that my entire life... and my entire business is all ways that I can find to play you. Like to get you to make a crazy video, to convince you to sit down here yet one more week in a row.
100 weeks.
Everything I do is to drive you
That's
crazy.
That's like a Bryan Adams song.
Look into my eyes.
No, just a line,
you
bro.
You will see.
Someone
what?
Who hates the hookies.
Oh my God. Okay, do you want to start with the prostitution? Is that what
Again.
Do you want to start with...
I do not want to do prostitution. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If that's what people want to
Stay
do...
Stay the course. So tell everybody what the prostitution is.
It was the rules we agreed to, the rules of engagement for Sheena Interrupted. They were supposed to be written out and put on the wall.
Would you like me to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Did we ever complete them? I just remember a few rules.
Okay. You can make up some new ones.
Okay, if
it's
we
a
agree.
New year.
So the one of my favorite rules that we forgot about was the episode was supposed to end abruptly.
Yep.
So that only the real fans would know. Everyone else would be looking at their phones like it died.
What the
like
heck
what
just
happened,
happened
here? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I want to bring that back.
Okay, fine.
Like just abrupt endings.
Perfect.
So in the comments, let us know if you think that's a good idea or if it irritates you. Because if
and
it irritates
I'll tell
them,
you one thing.
We'll do
if
it more.
If you tell him in the comments that you like it or don't like it, he doesn't care.
No, no. I want to read.
You
want to
read
what?
What
they think.
So if they tell you we really like it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. If they tell you we don't like it.
I'll see how many people say that.
Okay, 6 people.
No, I'm still doing
7 people.
No, it has to be like 1,000 people that say don't do that.
We've then. Never had 1,000 comments on any of our videos.
Yeah, so that's...
Okay, so if 1,000 people tell you in the comments they hate this idea, it's a terrible idea.
I will listen.
You will.
Yeah, because then if you lose 1,000 people, there goes the podcast.
Okay.
Oh.
This is a new him, people.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Nutrid.
Hide the podcast.
Okay, so that's rule number one.
You have to remind people that this is the number one podcast they're listening to right now.
That was your thing.
We used to do that.
Yeah.
Remember when we started?
Yeah.
And like people...
You would do this. It was, welcome to the number one podcast you're listening to right now.
I'm your host, Craig McTavish.
And you always made a new name every
Yeah, because
week.
You then didn't let me. No. So that's why this that's started not, tanking. You would just pause. You'd be like, I don't want to talk to Alfonso.
True.
I want to talk to Trid. And if Alfonso stays, I'm leaving.
Because you had these crazy people that would just last for... Yeah, like, I don't want, like those people.
See, that's the problem. You hate all kinds of people.
You can give yourself a
You don't
name?
Like imaginary people. You don't like naked people. You're just hating
God,
on all the people.
I never said that.
Look.
I never said
I
that.
I want to be able to bring people on the show.
You...
We can't have guests. I bring them from inside my own body.
You can name yourself whatever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, I want to be able
I
to
cannot
stay.
Cannot take you seriously.
You don't ever take me seriously. Just you have to practice being on podcasts with different people.
No, because those people, they're like different creatures that I have to learn to adapt to.
No,
I don't like it.
See, that's not fair.
No.
I want to be whoever I want to be.
No.
I want to be a gluten-free, gender-neutral character today.
Okay.
My name is Soso. I'm average at everything. That's why I'm called So-So.
Anything else?
I'll tell you as it arises.
You're still making it up? Okay.
Maybe.
What do you do for work? He's thinking.
Part-time.
You work part-time? In which industry?
Logistics.
Of what?
Import export.
What do you import and what do you export?
Things.
What kind of things?
Shipments.
Oh my God.
Of goods.
From where?
Ports.
Where?
Cargo.
Okay, cool.
I'm So-So.
So nice to meet you, So-So. What kind of food do you like?
Bland.
Salt?
Snap peas.
Snap peas. Okay, cool. All right, can we move on to the next rule of the podstitution?
Please.
Go ahead. These are your rules. You're the one.
I'm a guest. I'm So-So.
Oh my God. See, this is the problem. You bring out these characters and then you just check out and all you do is like just go to this crazy little voice inside your head.
Do you have gluten-free pasta?
Yes, I do. Upstairs.
Will lunch be served?
Kick out So-So. Out you go. Next rule.
Okay. I don't know. No more rules.
That's it? You have to end abruptly. You have to remind everybody that it's the number one podcast.
And oh, yeah. Also, if either of us says this has to stay in the podcast, it has to stay in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep the genuine stuff in there.
Perfect.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
You have other rules?
If I say that I don't want something in
that's,
there, you can't say, oh, I do the podstitution.
Of course you can. Don't say that. You should be more...
stealth about it.
Yeah, you should Fine. Say, oh, you know what? Let's just record that again. I'll be like, oh, yeah, okay. If you're like, no, take that. I'm like, oh, keep it. It must be good. You're ashamed.
Any other rules?
I'm sure we could think of a few. If an episode gets less than 10,000 views, we delete it and pretend it never happened.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just going to delete it?
We should.
I don't think we can do that.
Why?
Because we have ads, we have... You know, we can't take, like, if they paid for something, they cannot be removed from our...
That's true.
That's not
See,
fair.
See, speaking sense, I agree with you.
Okay, so...
So even bad episodes
have
to leave
stay.
Them in.
Okay.
Can we do it like a giveaway or a gift for our listeners?
Would you like to do that?
Yes.
That's part of the podstitution?
Yes.
What, like every fifth episode we do a giveaway?
No, like it has to be a milestone of sorts.
Okay.
Like as we get towards some milestone.
Should we have like a crazy, like every episode we leave a little Easter egg somewhere, or every episode we say, okay, if we hit...
What if you don't celebrate Easter? That's not nice of you.
It's not... I'm not talking about Easter.
What if I want to leave a Kwanzaa cookie?
Sure, you could do that too. But if... It's like if the person catches what we said and we hit that milestone from that episode, then they get a gift.
I think you're onto something. I think we have to develop this idea. I like the idea of like first person to find the episode with the blah, 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 where we hit a whatever the milestone.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this before the episode?
Because
like so we can plan. And then
when
we can
I try to talk to you,
episode.
You say, OK, tell me when I have to show up.
Yeah.
But and you then you tell me I'm the talent.
I am the talent.
Okay.
You should plan your show before the talent comes. That's why we don't have guests.
But then you ask me about the questions or the things that I've planned as if they're not appropriate.
You don't have the solution.
I do. Look, I have the solutions.
So what are we giving away?
I don't know yet. But is that an idea that you want to plan?
Yeah.
Okay, we can discuss this.
Okay.
So we're going to add to the
I want to give away this camera.
No, we're not giving away our cameras. We just bought them.
Yeah, but they're three times we've stopped because of these cameras.
No, we just bought them.
We don't know how to use technology. I just want to draw photos of our show and just send it to people with a voice recording. Why so much technology? Why cards and plugs and why is there a big blanket hanging behind me? I feel like someone's going to come and just cover me like this and kidnap me. This used to be my house. Now I don't know where I'm sitting.
You're sitting in
we should put chairs on. There is someone's watching. Just sitting watching like this.
So you
are we going to sell seats for people to come watch us do
like
this?
Like our new setup?
Or I you like don't it. Like except our the tree. You know that. But that's
you
okay.
You said you're going to move on from the
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, yeah. I moved on.
That's
moved
not
on.
Moving on if you keep bringing it up every time.
The other real tree you threw away. So you went fake tree
took
came.
It back upstairs.
Shoved it in its. Okay, go. What else you got? There's and something. There better be something good this episode because... It can't just be this, us doing a meeting about podcasts okay. And people are listening to our work meeting. This is ridiculous. This is taking it too far now.
Okay.
Come sit. We're doing a meeting. Come give your feedback.
Okay.
Welcome.
We're
first
moving on.
This is not the 100th episode. This is 99.2 episode.
Okay.
We need a better 100th episode. Like we should give something away and all that.
We can give something
so this
away.
Is not the 100th. This is remember we did a trial episode when we started the podcast?
This is 100.
No.
Yes,
this
it is.
Is 99 part 2.
No!
Yeah, yeah. It's the yearly recap. The 100th episode will be season 3, episode 1.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a brain. This is like the background episode of an episode. No. Not a real episode. How can this be the 100th episode?
This
There's
is
nothing
100.
Memorable.
We're starting out the gate fresh.
Yeah, we're not doing
new
anything.
New year, new us. You're
we have
the
nothing
one.
To give. We have a broken camera, missing memory sticks. Producer sitting there, I don't know, trying to like find chairs to sell seats for the 100th episode. I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm going to find something. We're going to do a giveaway.
Yeah, at the 100th episode, we're doing... No, this is December. It's not even Christmas. You're lying to the people. You want to take time off and then you make me work.
This is
what kind
100.
Of a time off? I want the time off. You're supposed to put reruns for the people so we take the time off. You don't know the business. You told them they get the time off. They listen to us on their time off. You don't understand? They're sitting looking at their phone. Hey, hey, new episode. I'm like a moron recording on my supposedly time off. How does this work right now?
You
what
just,
kind of a business are we operating?
You just keep doing your thing and let me run the business of things.
So you changed it up on me.
How did I do
I
that?
I went to my trip, came home.
Yeah.
I go into the room. There are lines on the bed.
We just needed
there
are fresh
lines. I've never seen lines in a room. It's always like
for
one
the new
color.
Year.
How did you decide? Did you use Sheena code?
Of course I use Sheena code. So Cozy Earth, they love sending me codes for things. They have this new set. It's the Baja bedding set. It's their first collection to have a complete matching set. Everything, duvets, sheets, the matching quilt, the matching coverlet. You know it's reversible?
Yeah, you know I know.
How?
I was hiding under the sheets yesterday waiting for you and you came. So tell me.
What do you
What want? If I sleep with these sheets
yeah.
for 99 nights and then on the 99th night, I'm like, hey, I don't like these.
They have a 100 night sleep trial. So you could try them out. And if you
so
don't
if you
love
them,
return them hassle-free, no questions asked. But trust me, you will not want to.
But what if I do love them?
Yeah.
But after 9 years and 11 months and 28 days, God, one of the sheets tear, then what will I do?
They have a 10-year warranty.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Start the new year off right and give your home the luxury it deserves and make home the best part of life. Head to CozyEarth.com and use my code Sheena for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com, code Sheena. And if you get a post-purchase survey...
That's C-H-E-E-Q-A.
No.
S-H-E-E-N-A. Oh, sorry. I thought we're going with the passport spelling.
If you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention you heard about Cozy Earth right here. Refresh your routines with comfort that make every day feel like a new year.
Chica. What is happening over there? She's texting herself now. This is what's happened. You don't bring coworkers. They talk to themselves using two phones. I've seen it before.
She's texting herself.
Yes. You know when this habit started?
When
she started doing social media for two accounts, she posts something and then she goes to her other account and she talks to herself.
Don't tell everyone.
Everyone knows.
You That's guys what all happens. Know that Lauren talks to herself on
yeah,
her social
Yeah, she goes,
media.
She like, Lauren says, oh, nice photo, Sheena. And then Lauren goes to Sheena, oh, thank you, Lauren. It was such a nice photo. But Lauren took the photo that Sheena posted, that Lauren posted on Sheena's page. And then Lauren says, to Sheena Lauren, nice photo. And then Lauren says, thank you. And then Sheena Lauren says, you're the best photographer. Lauren says, aw, shucks. Shares to both the stories. Sheena's in the hospital that week.
What happened to me?
I don't know. You're just fed up. No. Like, this is too much. I'm working with a psychopath.
What about when
this
she
This is all true. Are you laughing over there?
What about when she has to post as Trid?
Then she starts talking in Indian accent even. The craziest thing I've ever seen. Now, all three of them are talking from like, burr, 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 burr. Then she says, oh, there's a new program we can buy.
Which one?
I won't tell you.
Why?
Because we might have to buy it.
Okay.
And we might buy another one, so we don't know. And seriously, she said, because this is just a work meeting, apparently, this is not an episode, comes in. This is, so she said, we need this platform. Why? Because then from my keyboard, I can talk like you, like her, like me, like all of us. We could all talk with one keyboard. I don't have to change programs. And I'm like, oh, great. That's a good idea. How much is it? $20,000.
That's true.
I don't even get 20,000 people.
$20,000.
And then we're going to pay $20,000 so she can talk to herself. No. I can get you medication for less than that.
Vito.
Absolutely this is what not. I have to deal with, people. This is what it
for
is to have a podcast.
For the 100th episode, we're letting you come
for
behind the veil.
For 100th episode, you'll get a gift. It's not going to be a subscription to that platform.
No, but we should put together like a little care package from us. We're going to do that. For the 100th episode, people that comment down below that they love our
show.
They have
to write down below?
No, they have to comment.
Ship it to Australia?
They have to comment something. Some word. Pick a word. Pick a word.
Pen 15.
Oh my God. Why? Yeah, she comment pen 15 down below.
I don't want that.
No? Are you going to pick a different word?
No, because then half those people, all the prostitutes that listen to the show will win the prize and you'll get angry.
Put your comments down below. What word? Say a random word.
Anus.
Oh my God.
Anus 2026.
We're going to get blocked.
Chanus,
banana.
Chanus anus.
Banana.
Banana.
Banana hook?
No. Why don't you just say, I want the gift?
Oh my God. Okay. You have to tell us something in the comments.
What is the gift?
I'm going to make a nice gift.
It might be not even worthy.
It's going to be worth it.
You gave away all the gifts.
No, I didn't.
I saw.
I didn't.
If you got a gift from Sheena this year, it's re-gifted. No. Just so you know. She didn't go and buy you that fancy makeup or that brand thing. She got it. She said, I'm going to keep this because it's very nice. And then she said, you know what? I'm going to give it to one of my friends.
Yes.
That's not something to be ashamed of.
No. Pick a word.
This is episode 99.5.
It's not.
Prostitution. I don't agree with you. It's not episode 100. I'm embarrassed for this to be episode 100. I want that thing put here for episode 100.
What put here?
Put here. I want all the paper to go flying in the house for episode 100.
Okay.
Can you get one of those? What is that? Poppers.
We can do it in post.
Boo. You want to do fake patin? That's garbage.
What is fake patin?
The pee like that. The New Year's like that. That thing. I want to be like everywhere. So like for 3 years, we'll find little pieces of paper.
I don't want that.
I want...
Okay.
Okay, so this is a trial episode. Do we even want to talk about... Okay, let's do all the New Year's. Get it out of the way in the trial episode.
God.
Next episode is going to be wild. We're going to have people call in. We're going to be giving away money like this.
Why do you do this?
That's how you see it on the TV. They do like this. I don't even know what this means. But every time I see a rap video, they do like this.
How many rap videos do you watch?
I mean...
Tell me the last rap video you saw.
Ice Ice Baby.
How many years ago?
I think that just came out.
No.
Oh yeah, that guy just now does home remodeling.
Vanilla ice,
yeah.
Okay.
Or he has an ice cream shop. I don't know, something. Yeah.
So you want to give away money?
Maybe, I don't
know. For the 100th episode.
Yeah, I want to give away stuff. I'm going to message. This is what we should do.
Okay.
Send a message
yep.
to our podcast company.
Yeah.
Tell them to go to all of our advertisers yep. and say, we want to give away
yep.
something big for 100th episode. Yep. Do they want to participate?
Okay.
And when they all say no, we'll be humbled.
Okay.
And then we'll give away $50.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But if one of them somehow mistakenly says yes,
yeah.
then maybe we'll give away $50 and like a sandwich.
Okay.
Or a blanket.
Good. Okay.
Or like, you know, mental health credits.
Perfect.
Something like that.
Or food delivery.
Yeah, food delivery.
Okay.
Fine. I want to get to the point in this thing where I can say, you get a car. I want to give people stuff so badly. You don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
That makes me really happy.
I know. Okay, fine.
So I want
to. So is that like a New Year's resolution?
To give someone a car?
No, to give people stuff, more stuff this year. Like you want to give away gifts this year during our podcast?
We always do that. No,
no, no,
not
during
in the
our podcast.
Shipping is a pain.
Oh my God.
That's the problem. They can just show up to the house. I'll just leave like things outside.
Okay.
I don't want to see anyone.
We don't have to see anyone.
I wanted, you know those videos where they go to like some grocery store
uh-huh.
and somehow they know that's a homeless mother of 12?
Yeah.
And they give her like a tin full of money?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Okay.
Where do you find the homeless mothers of 12?
I don't know.
I don't want to go find some like person who works at a hedge fund.
Yeah.
Who's like, oh, here. And they're like, hey, what is this for? And they throw it in my face.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need your $1,000, you sicko.
Oh my God.
Don't take pictures of my feet. Like, I don't want photos of your feet, you sicko. I thought you were poor. I didn't know your torn sweater was $500.
You know, you just came back from LA?
No, I thought I was still in LA.
Guess what I did?
What?
I did a HelloFresh delivery.
Oh, who did you deliver to?
No, I brought a HelloFresh delivery here to the house.
Oh, you had it delivered?
Yes.
Oh, you confused me when you said you started doing deliveries for HelloFresh.
No. They brought meals because normally I get them for you when I'm traveling.
Yeah, when I travel, you had no need.
I know, but it was amazing.
You're just wasting money. This must be a good discount code.
Kids made me food.
Oh, the children are feeding you.
Yes, they made me sandwiches. They made me pasta. There were so many options.
Well, they didn't make it. HelloFresh made it.
It was like, it had Gouda, it had apples.
Was it Gouda?
Huh? It was Gouda.
Do they have antibiotic and hormone-free chicken for people that eat chicken? It says it on the ad copy. I think you should say it.
They do. Choose from 35-plus high-protein weekly recipes, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1-friendly options made with wholesome ingredients like sustainably sourced seafood and 100% antibiotic and hormone-free chicken.
I just told you that.
Yes. Go to HelloFresh.com/Sheena10FM to get 10 free meals. And
what radio station do you have to tune into to get your discount?
Sheena10FM.
Oh, Sheena10FM. That's my favorite.
And you'll get a free Zwilling knife. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. So one of your goals for this year is you want to just do more giving back.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Any other goals that you would like to have? I want to release more music.
How many songs do you want to release this year?
Mm.
I'm going to help you with this.
You are?
And then people can watch how I help you and they can apply it in their own lives.
Okay. I did 3 this year.
I'm not asking you this year.
I'm just thinking.
This year is gone.
Okay, 2025, I did
2025 is a lot of songs.
2025 was more
Be realistic.
Of you, Falling Up, and the Christmas song. I would like to aim for 4.
4 songs?
Yes.
1 per quarter?
Sure.
Do you think you'll do another Christmas song?
I think so.
So that's the last quarter of the year.
Yes.
So one of your things has to be follow up
yep.
with Sony Music
yes.
to find out when that decision is
Now you're
is
really
made.
Making this into a work
I'm
meeting.
Telling you how to do it.
I know.
You
I,
want to get the 4 songs or not?
Let's talk about that during our work
this
meeting.
This is what we're doing. We're being useful for these people instead of, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. What are you? I want to learn how to speak Spanish.
Okay.
No one does. This is how you do it.
Okay.
You want 4 songs.
Yeah.
So you have to commit.
Yep.
When's the first one coming out?
I don't
By
know
March?
Yet.
Can it be Q1?
Sure.
Okay, so how is that going to happen?
I have to meet
you with... You have to message Sean.
Yes.
So you have to find out when he's in town.
Yes.
And then you have to tell him we have to write two songs.
Yes.
And you have to write two songs because you guys need to release two by June.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So then...
Yes.
You actually need three originals.
Yes.
And then the fourth one...
Will be a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm. Of the three originals, are any of them going to be songs you've already written?
No.
All three brand new.
Yes.
You have good songs you've written.
I know.
Okay, so now you have to write three songs.
Yep.
Today in your workflow, you have no time for songwriting.
Yes.
So you have to include that.
Mm-hmm.
How long would you need to write
to when create Sean a habit? Comes, so what happens is...
Without Sean.
No, when Sean comes, I basically schedule ahead... So that we have content lined up and then I work with Sean for that.
But you guys got lucky.
No, we didn't. We were very productive.
Where
no.
You wrote a song in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not, you kind of say, oh, Sean's coming at 1, by 2 I'll have a song. That's not normal. Can you put something like
I'll in build the system? A week into the system for the songwriting.
One whole week?
Yeah.
He's not staying here for a week.
Well, maybe he'll stay for 5 days.
So you
days.
Have to... This is a bad way to do it.
Okay.
You're just saying when the time comes, I will do nothing else in my life but write a song for a week, which is what people do.
Yeah.
When we think of a goal, we overcommit to the goal. It becomes too overwhelming and we fail.
Okay.
I'm not saying you'll fail, but it's a lot harder.
No, I don't agree. I think that when you have a process like this, an artistic creative process, you have to become the process. You have to dive so deep
into
it.
You can become that. I can't be so-so.
Oh my God.
You're a hypocrite.
I'm not.
How come you can become so-so of music?
Because
for a whole week, I can't even be so-so of podcast for 1.
Me being so-so does not affect you in the slightest.
Of course it does. For 1 week, you're sitting in the basement doing bam, 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 the same thing over and over again. Can't sleep with that racket going on. Can you commit to half an hour?
No.
Twice a week?
I cannot. I can try, but it doesn't work that way.
You don't have to write a song.
You're not a musician. You do not understand this process.
Can you just sit at the piano for half an hour and time out twice a week?
Yes.
And if during that time out, you decide to email someone... Or you decide to think of what you're going to do next. All of that, the song release is not you creating the song only.
Okay.
There's 100 other things. And yes. Then you get completely jammed with other things because it's not part of your process.
Yeah.
So if you commit to twice a week, 30 minutes, you will create the workflow so that when you take your song and you have your creative moment, 90% of that process is not creative. It's just logistics.
No, I don't agree with you.
Releasing a song?
Releasing the song, fine, but I have to have the song to release before I figure out all those logistics.
So you have 4 songs.
Yeah.
You know what you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to schedule your meetings with him. That's the biggest failure point. People get 100% into something and then it doesn't match their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it falls apart. So if you said to me, okay, what do I want to do? I have to get healthier. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I have to exercise more.
That's your thing?
Yeah. It's one of the things. I don't have a... It's not that I want to... You know, it's not that I think I need to lose weight or I need to gain this or that. It's necessary.
Yeah.
You get to a certain point where all these ailments and things start. It's completely necessary.
For things like that, that are consistent and continuous works... That requires a schedule. That requires like every Tuesday and every Friday, I'm going to work with this trainer. Every other day, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to take one day off. Like you set a system for yourself. That makes sense.
That's for everything in life.
It's not.
Not just. So why do you fail at things? It's because you don't give it time. I'm not saying you can say, I will write a song Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you are training yourself to give that time.
Right.
You don't have to write. You can sit at the piano and think about music.
Mm-hmm.
You could think about different ideas. But that's everything in life, if you give it time, it will actually happen.
Yep.
So that's all I'm saying is I have to make that time.
Yep.
And I don't know about you. For me, I start thinking about things and it's almost like I gear up.
Yeah.
To start the process.
Yeah.
And for me, that gearing up time
takes a long
time. It's much longer than it needs to be.
Yeah.
And then somehow something happens and it just starts.
Yeah.
Then once you start, if you record it, for me, it heightens your chance of success. You know, I had a goal.
What's the goal?
I had a goal to lose 5 pounds this year. Yeah. Like from last year.
From January?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And now I have a few weeks left.
Yeah.
Only 7 pounds to go. I'm almost there. It's going to be a tough week, but I can do it. One pound a day.
You cannot do it.
1 pound a day.
My dad is coming into town tonight, and he's coming with lots of food. All of your favorites from Montreal.
Like what?
Like poutine?
He's not bringing any of that.
He's bringing it all.
He's flying. I made sure this wouldn't happen. Okay. Otherwise, we have to go get him from customs. He's going to be sitting there with his like little cheese curdles. He's going to get it, and he's for sure going to get pulled over.
He's not going to get pulled over. He vacuum packed.
Is he bringing his like the walker and all?
No walker.
Everyone is turning the elderly into mules. No. Smuggling cheeses across borders and all is the very, very bad habit.
I would like to check in with you next week. I know we're not going to be recording the podcast, but you and I are going to talk on camera to see how you fared with this 5 pound or 7 pound.
New rule.
What?
Every 100th episode must be recorded in the nude.
Oh my God.
Like Adam and Eve.
Absolutely not.
With leaves. You can use your olive tree for dressing. No way. No?
Not a chance.
I tried.
So when we were talking about keeping your resolutions, and yes. I had some ideas for like some life hacks
okay.
that could help people with keeping resolutions. One of them is like
money.
Checking things off and like working towards a goal.
Yeah, money.
It's not money.
Yeah, at the end, there's money.
You're going to give people money at the end?
Or they can say to themselves,
like, I'll give
we will only earn this with our effort.
Or you
pay money every day you don't do it.
Or you could give yourself like something that you really want. You could have like a prize at the end.
You should have to donate to your arch nemesis school or company or sports team.
Yeah, if you lose?
If you lose.
Oh, that's cool.
Like at the end, what happened here? I'm going. Yeah. Make a bet with a friend.
Yeah.
That's another hack.
Yeah.
You hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
One of your friends, you and your friend do not agree on one thing.
Yeah.
And if you both complete the task, perfect.
Yeah.
If neither of you complete the task, both of you have to go and shame yourselves in front of the other person's, like if you're a sports fan,
yeah.
You have to go and like bow to the other person's team.
I love that idea.
And if you both do it, great. If one of you does it and the other doesn't, then so you'll enjoy the shame so much more.
Yep.
So that's how you keep people accountable.
Okay,
what's your hack?
I think that I like the list of things and like, cause I'm a person that like, there's something that I want to buy or want to do or want to accomplish.
Yeah. You do it immediately.
I'm very good about staying on task.
Like
so
hitting,
if I give myself the goal of that thing, like if I want to go on a trip or if I want to go to a new restaurant or if I want.
You don't wait. You buy it right away.
No, that's not true. That's absolutely not.
Yesterday I got an email saying hello. To me, with a lady wearing brassieres and a cacho going in her culo. And it had my name on it. Yeah. Like, I bought that nudie outfit.
I didn't either.
It was you who bought it.
It was not me.
Well, someone's buying me lingerie.
Okay.
That won't fit.
Okay.
But it might fit you.
Maybe.
But it's saying like this, my name.
It didn't
and the
say name.
Carpet lady. Just on like a bear rug.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, you go sign me up to these websites.
I did not.
Anything that's purchased in this house, doesn't matter if it's Appy juice boxes or women's
because
lingerie comes to
PayPal,
my name.
It goes under
Why?
Your name.
I don't want to be affiliated with all your finances.
Okay, fine.
Why you don't put your name?
I'll put my name. I'm an independent woman.
Yeah,
put
your
name.
At least when you're buying your own lingerie.
Oh, on the subject of like being signed up for things, this is like something that takes a lot of space in people's minds. Like these these lists that you end up on.
Like
email
this?
Lists.
Are you sweating?
No. Email lists that you end up on. If you unsubscribe to one list every day, I do think you will clear a lot of that mental load.
People don't unsubscribe?
I don't know. My mom asked me, she's like, why do I keep getting emails from these things?
Why don't they block them?
go to the bottom, scroll to the bottom and unsubscribe for one thing every single day, you will feel lighter.
Why don't you block it? Why do you have to go and unsubscribe?
Because what if you want to see that every once in a while?
You unsubscribe, what you're going
to
see?
I don't know. I don't want to be blocked from, like, I don't want that company to be blocked from sending me emails. Like, if, especially if I've ordered something from them.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah, I want to unsubscribe. Fair. I think that's a good, like, it's okay. Not a life hack, but it's just a good it's practice.
Keep the house clean.
Okay, keeping the house clean.
What is that? I just said that because it was metaphorical.
I know, but now I'm actually going to the physical, keeping the house clean. I have another hack for you. Oh, call Mary Maids. No.
Give them some money. They clean your house for you. I have another
hack for me.
Is that a name of a company?
Mary Maids?
That sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Does it exist?
Maybe.
Someone should lock that up.
Yeah.
If I was a cleaning service, particularly in December.
Yeah.
Mary Maids.
That's true. It's good. On the subject of keeping your house clean.
Yeah. Vacuum set the shit out of it. Vacuum, you lazy bum.
Set a 5-minute timer. It's an exercise. Set a 5-minute.
Do 1,000 steps of like this.
Stop. Set a 5-minute timer for yourself.
Okay.
And just do like this blitz cleaning for 5 minutes.
It's going to look dirtier after 5 minutes for sure.
Clean for 5 minutes.
What? One corner of a window?
Okay, clean for 10 minutes.
No, my timer went. I'm leaving. This is bad advice you're giving.
It's not.
What can you clean in 5 minutes?
Like a little pile. Can you
finish these elephant balls in 5 minutes?
A little pile.
You can pick a corner.
Yeah.
You can say, today I'm doing this corner.
Yeah.
But you cannot do 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Sometimes that's all.
The cabinet will still be open. Things will be hanging.
Sometimes. Then you have to come back the next 5-minute blitz you give yourself. Maybe you do dangerous. 6 5-minute blitzes that day. Yeah. I don't know.
2 hours just sit here. 5-minute
blitz is like sometimes the little like start that you need.
I think you're confusing two of your hacks.
What?
That if it only takes 5 minutes to do it.
No, that's another one.
So then?
If it takes less than 5 minutes to do something,
yeah.
Do it immediately. Don't say I'll do it later.
Okay, and what if the cleaning takes 8 minutes? Then what do I do? I'm stuck between two of your hacks.
You finish during the next 5-minute blitz.
When is that? What if it's not till next Tuesday, the next 5 minutes?
Say I'm going to do the next blitz. Like, if you want to clean an area that takes really long, that thing you think is going to take an hour, break it up into segments.
Break it up.
Into segments.
Into what, 3 20-minute segments?
Sure, whatever you want. However you feel like breaking it up. If you want to break it up into 10 minutes, you can do 6 times through the day, 10 minutes. And it'll be done.
Okay.
I really do think, like, sometimes...
We've never adopted this philosophy in our entire lives.
No, because I'm very focused on cleaning it, but, like,
you clean for 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, God, it's one of these moments. Start pulling things out we didn't even know we had. You're like, oh, yeah, no, why do we have this? Why?
Yeah.
We don't want to all commit to cleaning those things. We haven't even seen that. But it's not 5 minutes.
But I tell the kids, it's 55 minutes in a row. Give me 10 minutes of your time.
Yeah, and then you say, give me that 10 times. 2 hours later, everyone's crying on the floor. The whole house is upside down. But at least we threw away clothes from when Jay was 3.
Yes, exactly. It's not a bad hack. Just think about
it. It's good. I think you should pick a corner.
Yeah.
Like you pick one little thing.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, today we're doing this cabinet.
Yep.
And that's easier. And then the whole team commits to cleaning the cabinet. And if it takes 10 minutes or an hour, at least you started with the cabinet. When you put a time... Then you go overtime and then you're messing everyone.
Yeah, I get it. But sometimes people don't have more than that time. So just break it up into those little segments and it's easier to... Trust me, it's easier to handle.
Okay.
Trust me.
You're going to leave it mid-project. That's the
I
part
that I have done
that.
I've left
know,
it mid-project.
I'm very familiar.
Oh, please. You're the one that leaves everything mid-project.
Because you tell me only have 5 minutes and then I have to leave. Okay. I have 5 more minutes in this podcast. Okay. And then I'm leaving.
Last one.
Okay.
If you have a new habit that you're trying to adopt,
yeah.
Attach it to another, like an old habit or a
like a if you're going to learn habit. To speak cat and you already speak dog, no. You should link the
no.
two.
No, like, okay, you brush your teeth every day, right? Twice a day.
Yes.
So if you want to be a little bit healthier,
yeah.
Do like wall sits.
Drink your Listerine.
Do wall sits or stretches while you're brushing your teeth. Do a wall sit.
You want me to
two
be
minutes.
At 90 degrees
yes, while,
I'm while
brushing you're
my
brushing
teeth.
Your teeth.
My brushing is going to go down to 14 seconds.
No, 2 minutes. You need 2 minutes to brush your teeth properly.
But I cannot stand like that for 2 minutes.
So
you
work
can
your
stand
way
on
up.
The wall for 2 minutes?
I'm going to start trying.
You want to stand and why don't you poop squatting at 90% against the wall?
Why do you have to talk about pooping?
Because it's the more natural angle for what you're doing.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you want to stand like this, the pooping shape. Why would I brush my teeth in pooping position? What? You give such bad advice sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
If you want strong legs and good bowel movements, you can do the squat poop.
Or if you want
strong legs. Or if you want to brush your teeth while you're in the gym, you can do that too.
If you want.
Yeah, while I'm bench pressing, I'm going to, what? I'm going to like learn how to juggle with my mouth.
Listen.
This is a circus you're running.
If you want to take my advice, take it. You don't want to take it, don't take it. But if you want strong legs, you can squat for 2 minutes twice a day and not even realize that you've added this new thing into your day.
Okay, try I want it. To see you.
I will.
I'm going to document you,
you can.
Brushing. Why don't you poop squat while you brush your teeth? Get knock out all three at the same time. Why?
Absolutely not. I would never poop and brush my teeth at the same time.
That's a good idea.
It's terrible.
It's bad.
Terrible idea. Okay, if you don't drink enough water, you could drink while you're making your coffee in the morning.
You can also drink at any time. What do you mean?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, coffee? If you associate
what it with... What is the trick here? This is like a quiz of bad ideas you've come up with?
No.
Hey, if you don't drink enough water, you could drink it.
No.
That's a good idea. When you're in the kitchen, when you're beside the water, drink it.
No, because coffee is a ritualistic thing. It's like a habit.
Oh, I get it.
So while you're waiting for your coffee to brew...
Your coffee's drinking your water. Drink your own water.
Yes, exactly. I'm saying attach it to habits that you've already formed.
Right.
See, now you like my idea, right?
Okay,
on
anything
that note,
goes for an idea nowadays. I guess that's what we're telling you.
If, do you have anything
you know,
better?
Yes, if you want to drink more water, you can drink more water when you're thirsty.
You're so dumb.
You could carry a water and you can put your mouth in the water and do...
Then
if you put a
forget.
Straw in your water...
Then they'll forget.
They'll forget their straw.
Okay, you could also tell somebody every time you go to the bathroom to pee, every time you come out, drink a, I don't know, like a 10 sips of water. Like associate it to things that already occur.
Yes.
Build the habits that way.
I like that.
Yeah.
Every time you pee.
Yes.
You regenerate pee.
Yes, hydration. Yes.
Hydration and dehydration. Why don't you drink the water while you're peeing? That you can do. It's not poop.
No, you don't do anything other than using the bathroom Like, that's the only thing that's allowed to happen in the bathroom.
You're lying.
No.
You conduct half your business from that office.
I don't.
Your phone is with you. I hear the TikToks. I hear the videos, the comments.
No.
You think she's answering your comments from the office desk? No. She's doing it from that office. Kindle is with you. Your phone is with you.
Stop.
You made me put a Wi-Fi booster in the bathroom.
That's not true.
You're not telling the people
That's
what you do.
That's not true. That is not
you
true.
You know how many people right now are listening to this with their pants around their ankles?
I know a lot.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, we've said this
put
once
a,
before.
Put a
and
message
people
if you're.
Like toilet emoji.
Yeah, put a message right now if you are proud of the fact that you are multitasking right now. You do that all the time.
I
the
do
whole
not.
Most of society spends time online when they're pooping.
Nope, that's not true.
You do.
I do not.
How many books have you read in the pooper?
We're all done here. Have a great new year. Have a good week.
We're going to come back with our 100th episode real strong, guys. This is not it. This is 99 and a half.
It's 100.
It's like Harry Potter, 9 and 3. There's 99 and 3/4. We're almost there. Everything, the equipment, smoking. This can't be it. This is why we're running it back.
Okay.
This is the last episode of season 2, 99 and 3/4.
Cool.
100 will be when we figure out these people will email.
Very
we're going to pick 10 people.
Okay.
Okay.
See you guys later.
I can go?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Is this stuff working now?
Yes. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.